Okay, Stay Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports postcast, football style. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State as this Labor Day weekend continues, folks. Man, I'm recording this on Sunday morning, September 3rd. Oh, it's tempting to say August. We're not in August anymore. September 3rd. 2023, and of course we'll get more action, of course, of this game with my co-host Alex Aiden some point. Well, we will get together tomorrow to record another version, get his thoughts and takes on it, and look ahead to next week as Troy will come to town here next weekend. But K-State, your Wildcats, the ceremonies as a new number was unveiled, the big defending Big 12 champs. All that Deuce back in town, Felix, everybody back in town. K-State showed out, shutting out the Redbirds of Southeast Missouri State last night, 45-0, out at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in front of 52,000 plus of silver and purple out there in Wildcat Nation. And I gotta say, man, that was something else to see. The team, yes, it had its moments out there, but it took care of business for the most part in the football game there as well. Just a complete shutout of Southeast Missouri State there. Will Howard in this game, going straight to him, almost over 300 yards in the season opener, 297 to be exact, with two touchdowns and also throw a pick in that first half there. But he also, Will Howard also in there, rushed for one and scored one off of receiving in, thanks to the arm of Trishawn Ward there as well, as the Cats really put it on Redbirds in the second half, not the second half, second quarter of this football game here, as it was 7-0 after one, and K-State just threw down and just said, okay, let's just stop screwing around. And pulled away and never really looked back on this team. And yes, Southeast Missouri State respected them still with their favorite to be, win their conference. But man, they had no chance in this ball game. DJ Giddens rushed over 100 yards in this football game, as did RJ Garcia in this game. I got to double check those stats here real quick. I'm going to actually do that right now, actually. So RJ Garcia, obviously, the hype. Really, for the last 2 years, Archer Garcia, we're going to see on the field. We talked about that over the summer between myself and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast, right? Which will be now the postcast for football all year long. Like I said, there's some changes with this with the software I have, right? New software that I just got. So you're not going to get your usual hour 90-minute show. You're going to get a lot of 30 minute shows here moving forward. But yes, RJ Garcia, we're going to see you turn it on. First game, 119 yard receiving, a touchdown, 5 catches for him in this game. And Ben said it, the safety blanket for Will Howard, right? 5 catches for 100 more yards for him. Did not reach the end zone in this game. Phillip Brooks added 6 more catches there as well. And finally, I called his name out last year on the podcast. He's going to get on the field. We finally saw this dude. And Keaton, on our what was our predictions podcast then, which is not posted on the Purple Project podcast feed because of the mic USB issue, Jaden Jackson, first career K-State touchdown there after a year. He did play last year, but not very much. He needs to be on the field this year. Jay Jackson caught his first K-State career touchdown for him. And Trishawn Ward also reached in the end zone. 11 totes, 56 yards, and a touchdown. First K-State touchdown for him yesterday as well in his football game as well. Yeah, the offense, they got rolling. They got moving in the ground game. Also got moving, especially in the third quarter of this game. But the story for me of the night, really was QB2. Who was going to come out there? QB2, if this doesn't say something else, then I don't know what is. Mr. Avery Johnson, a.k.a. Sunshine, came in the building last night, came on late in the third quarter, and showed out himself as well. Boy, I thought for sure they're going to let him. I'm pretty sure our section, or some of our section anyway, our section pretty much left. But after the third quarter, well, after Avery scored, but they had him handing the ball off to Joe Jackson and another running back in there. Can't remember who it was. I think it was Jace Brown, somewhere in there. Anthony Freas, my guy, our guy, Anthony Freas, got to carry in this ball game as well. But I thought for sure, are you just going to hand the ball off to Avery? You're going to let Avery just hand the ball off? This is the number one freaking quarterback you got in the state last year. You about to go ahead and let him turn loose a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And then Avery just put the ankles down on a couple of them defenders in this game. I was in Fenir for On Location podcast a few days ago, or was it last? I think it was 2 weeks ago. Which that's the plan for that podcast to still come out as well. Fortunately, I haven't gotten around to it yet. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. Hopefully, I can do that here later on this afternoon at some point. Get it out to you guys either today or Monday, because Monday's looking pretty busy for this podcast. Obviously, you got the Leewood recap. I'm going to pair that with cross country, huge for the women's side. I'll save that there. The Nebraska crossover. I have to record on this podcast here. I'm recording on this early Sunday morning here. Get started at 4 Central with the volleyball team. And, of course, wraps up with, which was supposed to be a 1 o'clock game with the soccer team, women's soccer. But that got moved because of the heat. Their heat advisory, they wanted to keep it safe. So I don't blame one bit. So your prime time game for the K-State women's soccer team as they try to bounce back from a crushing loss on the road early this week against Vanderbilt. So that's what we're looking at there for the slate. That is the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast Football Edition. K-State 45, 16th ranked in the country. SEMO, nothing. Eddie Gritty for this podcast. But yeah, Avery Johnson, I think you're going to sit and let him throw the ball off. You might as well just put Jake Ruby in there. You know what I'm saying? But nope, they let Avery cook. And he did good for sure. He almost was scored again late, but he stepped out of bounds there as well. Yeah, I passed him during the podcast visit to Fenir Complex there. He looked like he got a little bit buffer a little bit there as well. But the place wasn't full because obviously everybody left at halftime there. But the people that are still there, we went absolutely bananas there for Avery Johnson as he went onto the football field there. So that tells something there. Y'all thought Jake Rubens was the QB too. But this is telling me, I'm just going old school here, y'all, K-State Nation. I'm just going old school with y'all here. I think Avery Johnson now is a QB too. That just doesn't make sense why if Jake Rubens was out there, he could have been out there last night. That is plain and simple. That's just plain and simple for me right there, right? And then here, boom, the number one ranked player in all the state last year comes on the field. K-State Nation been waiting on it. Boom. It did not take long, game one, to release it. But, with the way the season looking at or schedule, you don't know. We might not see him again this year, but you cannot rule that out there as well. Let's see here. I got the team stats now finally pulled up here on the postcast here. 28 first downs. 13 for K-State there. K-State converted 4 of 10 on third down, while the defense held SEMO to 4 of 14. 500 when it comes to fourth down efficiency there. K-State defense there holding SEMO to under 250 yards total offense, sub 250 there for the K-State defense. 6 rushing yards for SEMO. Woo! And apparently, from our stat guy, Cole Manbeck, I scanned at the tweet. I didn't really read it, but they held one of the more better backs in their conference there to we'll get to their stats here. Well, actually, I'm just going to go ahead And yeah, Daryl Smith, right? 6 carries, 18 yards for Simo. Yeah, that's not going to get it. Of course, DeLaurent, Paxton DeLaurent, quarterback for Simo, he was harassed pretty much all day there as well. The penalties, 5 for 65 for Simo, 4 for 36 for K-State there. Let's see here. Passing, we covered that. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward there as well. And I'm going to go to the defense here real quick for a minute here. I can pull it up here. Leading tackler last night, of course, shouldn't be no surprise here, was Austin Moore with 6 tackles here. Will Lee, looks like everything of it. I saw him in person. Well, not saw, well, seen him in person on the field last night. He looked pretty good. I mean, KC defense did have some lapses. I'm interested to hear Alex's take when we get together again and explain further of this game, a little bit further of this game. Will Lee, 5 tackles. He was locked up with the return of Kobe Savage there, also with 5 as well in this game, and followed by Asa Newsome. Kobe McAllister's name was heard a lot, called a lot in that fourth quarter. He had 3 tackles in this game. But yeah, absolutely. When you look at this game, K-State D, to be honest, they got to work on a couple of things for Troy, because Troy's going to be a little more challenging next week. And yes, that's going to be already one of the more intriguing matchups with Casey's offense taking on the Troy defense. You know, Troy, we talked about Troy over the summer a little bit. They're going to be running heavily on that defense there, trying to slow down this high-potent offense there. Did not see a name I did not call out in this game before we closed out the postcast. Keegan Johnson's name. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm missing a piece of the puzzle here for this offense. Keegan Johnson, all this hype, did not see the field in this football game. So that is a storyline. That's all the storylines probably going to be brought up there this week as we get ready for Troy coming to Manhattan next Saturday morning at 11 Central Time here at Bill Steiner Family Stand. But it was nice once again. Everything, hype, atmosphere, it's second to none here in Manhattan, Kansas, for sure. K-State Nation, appreciate y'all for showing out for damn sure. Not that you're going to be needed more. I mean, not to say it wasn't, but Troy, this is, I mean, Troy won their conference last year. Everything else, this is going to be more of a challenge, and we're going to see how Will Howard responds, because you cannot turn the football over there and get away with it there. He threw a kick, kind of a careless interception over the middle there, but again, he made up for it there with his legs, and of course, Will Howard, you know he wants to throw the football. He felt comfortable in that pocket. And this game, almost throwing over 300 yards in this game, 3 yards shy of that as well. So DJ Gidden, they got the run game going, which was huge. They're going to need that, though. They're going to need that well-balanced, if you know what I'm talking about. So, K-State, your 16th-ranked K-State Wildcats finally get on the field and get it done last night. And I got to tell you something here. Let me see if I can get the scores up real quick here on the pod before we close it out. Man, I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch the rest of this game. Yeah, let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, Big 12. Yeah, Big 12. UCF destroys Kent State 56-6. That was back on Thursday. KU over Missouri State on Friday 48-17. TCU. Woo! Yeah, they got lit up against Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes. Colorado with the upset 45-42. One of the more entertaining games by far of the college football, first Saturday of college football for sure there. Deion Sanders, oh man, yeah. Oklahoma disposed Arkansas State, shutting them out 73-0. Our game shut out 45-0 here. Iowa State over Northern Iowa 30-9. Texas over Rice 37-10. Cincinnati put it on Eastern Kentucky 66-13. But the question of the night here, well, actually too, we'll get to them. Houston escapes UTSA 17-14. Oklahoma State over Central Arkansas. Oklahoma State was struggling with them for a while. 27-13 Penn State over Penn State, 7th ranked over West Virginia, 38-15. BYU in a defensive battle with Sam Houston, 14-0 there. In a wild game, this too was one of the more games of the night. Texas Tech goes down the road in Laramie to Wyoming in two overtimes, 35-33. And so, yeah, TCU Tech go down. Did I skip something? And yes, woo, ugly start in Waco. Baylor upset by Texas State, 42-31. Oh, man. So, rough. Outside of Texas, rough start for the college teams of Texas. Texas Tech goes down. Texas Tech was leading 17-0 against Wyoming last night. And Wyoming roared back. Back and forth game late. And Wyoming pulled out the big win there. And Baylor, they just fell asleep. They fell asleep at the wheel big time there. I don't know what happened there in this game, but whew. Red flags over there for sure down there in Waco, but no red flags here in Manhattan. That's for sure. After last night, Avery Johnson giving K-State Nation something to woos about here in this game as K-State shuts out SEMO 45-0. Next up, the Cats will be Troy next Saturday at 11 a.m. The first of back-to-back 11 a.m. games. And of course, a big one looming on the road in Columbia. In 2 weeks, we'll get Alex's takes on this game, and we'll probably dive in a little more on that postcast on another. We'll call that a weekly coming up. That we're going to name that a weekly there as well. So definitely look forward to that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, and a couple more other podcasts and platforms there as well. We appreciate you for your patience. At the end of the summer there, as we get our feet back underneath us for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. And football season is officially underway here in the Little Apple as the big 2022 Big 12 champs finally get on the field and put the goose egg on the Redbirds of Southeast Missouri State 45-0. That is going to do it for right now in this postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Appreciate you for listening in. Eddie Greer for the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats! Wildcats, 45, Redbirds, nothing. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.